Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Morag Barrett is here. Morag has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 6 years. She's the founder and CEO of Sky Team. She's the author of Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships and also The Future-Proof Workplace. She's our good friend Morag. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. So the future-proof work, we're going to talk about the pausing in a minute, but I want to, before we get there, your book, The Future-Proof Workplace.
Yep.
That sounds like a book for our time. What do you think?
Well, it doesn't specifically talk about a pandemic, but we do talk about the six practices that are changing our attitudes to career and work. One of them that we spent talking a lot of time about is how and where work happens. And, of course, right now we're all doing it, or most of us are doing it, in a work-from-home remote environment. But we also spent a lot of time talking about diversity and inclusion and how do we build organizations and a sense of team that encompass the talent of everybody that we have on the team. So yes, it was ahead of its time, and I would encourage everybody to grab a copy and have a read.
Well, buy two, folks. You're going to want to give one away when you get into it, so be sure to, I just want to point that out. The future-proof workplace, folks, think about that. We're all going to have to reorient ourselves around performance and productivity, aren't we?
Yes, most definitely. And a lot of our attitudes are still historical from the 19th and 20th century.
Yeah, that's right.
It was manufacturing and working, in an assembly line.
Everybody goes to the hive. We all show up at the hive.
Exactly. Yeah, but we've gone full circle. We're now all work from home like the individual workers many years ago. But there's a lot to learn from it. And the Future-Proof Workplace, that was a fun book to write. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, no, that's exactly right. I mean, I still remember, I grew up way out in the country. I still remember businesses that where the family lived upstairs, over the business.
Over the business, piece workers, et cetera, and you had your pile of supplies, and your role was just to put it all together, and then you got paid based on the volume that you did.
And of course, watch the old westerns where the doctor's office was next door to the residence, where he lived. But as you say, we're coming full circle, but we've got to reorient ourselves. One of the things, though, that's happening as we go through this, basically this imposed emergency that we're in the middle of right now, this mid-pandemic era where many of us are still at home, working. Many people are still working from home. Is the problem of not ever taking a break? My wife said to me the other day. She said, "Do you realize you haven't had a day off in months?" I hadn't thought about it because I was just in the throes of it, right? And you want to talk to us a little bit about the pause, the importance of the pause. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, I was invited to deliver a keynote recently for an IT organization on the East Coast. I'm here in Colorado. It was a virtual keynote, needless to say. And we were talking about how do you maintain a sense of connection with your team. And as I was getting ready for that keynote, Jim, I realized that it's been 180 days since I was last on an airplane. March 1st, I flew home from New York City, and then I've been home ever since. Now, remember, I used to travel every week.
You're a road warrior.
And I was a road warrior, and I loved my job, and I loved my clients. I loved visiting new places, etc. But what it made me realize, as I was getting ready for that keynote, I was starting to feel very stressed. I had a knot in my stomach. I just wasn't feeling myself. And I've had the highs and lows, the emotional roller coaster, as we've gone through the pandemic, like most people have. But I realized it was 180 days since I'd been on an airplane. And what that meant was, it's 180 days that I've been sitting in this desk chair. Because in all of the turmoil, work was my anchor. It was the one thing that felt familiar, even if I'm doing it from my home office, which I've been doing for
And adrenaline was helping you do that, wasn't it? We were all surging, we were all pushing. Go ahead.
Yeah, so when I did the keynote, we had 280 leaders on that call, and they all acknowledged the same, that they had become desk-locked. But what they were missing were the natural pauses in the day. Because let's be honest, when we were told to work from home, my inner seven-year-old went, yay, snow day. And my commute is like, roll out of bed and I can be at my desk. So I've had to reinvent the pauses, the natural pauses that would happen in an office workday, the transition points, the chance conversations with my team members in a different way. So I'll give you one example. I now commute to work. I walk to and from work more than from the bed to the desk. I sometimes walk home for lunch, and I walk home at the end of the day. And that walk is just a stroll around my neighborhood, about half a mile loop that I
you,
have.
You get up and get ready and walk around the block and come back to, and go to work.
Exactly. I leave by the front door and I come in through the back door.
And it gives
door,
you that pause, gives you time.
Said, you leave at the end of the day out the back door and come back in through the front door. And I thought, that's funny, but I might try that.
That pause gives you time to contemplate, doesn't it? To contemplate some things.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it's the catching those moments. I have another colleague who, at the end of every Zoom call, instead of scheduling them back to back, which is too easy to do, she's got the Google or the Microsoft setting that only takes 50 minutes out of the hour. But in those 10 minutes, her new habit is to go and stand outside and look at the sky or walk about her garden. And that's the normal passive point where you'd get up and go make coffee, or you'd go to the break room, or you would walk out and go and grab a sandwich and bring it back to your desk.
Well, think I was telling the audience before you got here, think of, if you think you haven't done this yourself when you were, before we were locked down, think about the times that you were going home and you missed your turnoff because you were had something else on your mind. I've done that.
Exactly.
I did that today,
yes,
I think.
We've all done it. Yeah. But I think we can be more creative when we put these pauses back in.
Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you make us help us be a little more creative after the break. We'll come right back with our good friend Morag Barrett. Skyteam.com, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Skyteam with a Y.
Team.com.
Sky with a Y and an E. Quick break, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.